L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner and the Washington Post is the author of a new book I recommend highly. It is not out yet. You can pre-order. Butler, the untold story of the near assassination of Donald Trump and the fight for America's heartland. You will all recall Pennsylvania during the campaign. Shot heard around the world. And here we are today discussing another act of political violence in Pennsylvania. It is a tragic situation. We've reached Easter. Christ is indeed on everybody's thoughts, but at the same time, Selina, a very good evening to you. Write for the Washington Examiner that the governor of Pennsylvania was targeted personally and took it personally. How so? What did Governor Shapiro say about the attack? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So we chatted a little bit, and the thing that, you know, he is a governor, and if people don't know this about him, he is, one of his great strengths is the understanding of showing up, but also the understanding of the importance of good governing. So when there was a fire on the ramp in I-95, which would have halted the supply chain up and down the East Coast for months, he was there on the scene when it happened. And within 12 days, the ramp was redone. And so he's gained popularity and admiration, not just in the state, but also from across his party for that ability. This was very different. This was personal. And as a father, not as a governor, you feel you, every father or mother can relate to this. There's a responsibility that you have of protecting your family, your children, your wife, your relatives. And that is what shook him the most to his core.
We're not speaking of the alleged perpetrator. Cash Patel, I note, spoke with the governor. Cash Patel is the director of the FBI. And is extremely well informed, and will wait for all of the FBI investigation. We're turning to discuss political violence because Selina's book, Butler, deals with the same bizarre circumstance of someone who appears not to have an ideology that is coherent, appears to be young and uninformed, takes the moment of his life to shoot at the candidate for the presidency, Mr. Trump. He loses his life in the exchange. And now we have an act of political violence by someone we have no reason to believe represents an ideology or a state or anything but randomness. And I add this to the fellow who shot a health executive in the back of the head randomly on the streets of New York, who is now a conversation piece for the Cognoscenti. Now, Selina, do you make any sense of this political violence by young people who are incoherent to talk about?
No, but you know, John, well, you and I have talked about this for years on the on your show. Whenever there has been mass shootings, this loneliness factor that we have among our youth, but also, more importantly, this issue of mental health that we often, not meaning you and I, but that experts often don't address, that is likely at the root of these problems and these incidences. Unchecked mental health problems, or someone who is known has mental health problems but not taking their medication. You know, 30 years ago, we decided as a country, let's not institutionalize people, and instead leaned into medication and as a cure-all for mental health. Now, there was plenty of problems with our mental health institutions. However, we have a habit in our country from going from one end to the other and not thinking, well, maybe something in the middle might be better. And we have done a disservice for those who suffer from it and those obviously who have been a victim of it. In the wake of that decision, we have more homelessness, more gun violence, since we made that collective decision, and we just pretend or don't address that that might be the root cause of it.
Yes, we have routinely now covered shootings at high schools and events. One most recently interrupted the President of the United States while he was speaking with the Prime Minister of Italy. At the same time, there doesn't seem to be a pattern except for what Selena says, mental illness. But how difficult to pick up, Selena. How very difficult to treat. What a challenge it is. There's nothing you could say drawing connections between what we're told of these alleged perpetrators. Some of them are deceased. Some of them are just in custody. I'll come back to the Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania. The attack on his house was also an attack on his people, his family. However, right. Governor Shapiro is a practiced politician. I see no reason to believe that this will detour him from his destiny. Do you?
Oh, no, not at all. I don't think so. He is a nimble political athlete, very smart, knows how to address issues coherently and with empathy, but also pragmatically. And I can't imagine, unless he personally decides, he might say, you know, this isn't worth it, right? You know, there is a possibility that that happens, because these moments of attacks change you forever. I've seen how it's changed President Trump. You know, I talked to him the next day. That's in the book, Butler. This has changed him profoundly. And he could have made a decision at that moment not to go on or to go on. Well, you kind of knew that Trump would go on because he stood up and said, fight, 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 right? But, you know, you don't know as a father and a husband and a son and a son-in-law, if you're going to make that same decision, in particular, if your family members are with you when the attack happens.
The decision by the governor at this point is to live his life in the mansion, or are they moving the governor while they rebuild? I understand the smoke damage was one thing, but the smell is throughout the house. You report that this was built in 1968, so it's not one of those 19th century Victorian mansions. It's a practical house.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't said what they're going to do. The governor's residence is Georgian in design. It's a beautiful brick building. Had it been wood, I think we would be talking about a completely different story right now. And I don't think that there's been clarity on what they do. Now the governor doesn't stay there all the time.
I see.
He makes his home in Montgomery County.
Laura Merriam,
and that has
where I hail from.
Yeah, right. And that has been the practice of all of our governors in Pennsylvania since 1968. It is something that it is a place they usually stay when the legislature is in residence in session. I apologize.
It's convenient to the state capital. Selena Zito, Washington Examiner, Washington Post, most importantly, the author of the forthcoming Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.